Agaves are a familiar sight in the Arizona-Sonora borderlands, but there's a shortage of the large succulents, and that spells trouble for another important desert species, migrating nectar bats that feed on and pollinate agave flowers. From the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, KJZZ's Kendall Blust reports on an ambitious binational effort to restore agaves and protect the pollinators that rely on them.
Shovels in hand, dozens of volunteers tear out layers of bright green undergrowth and drying grasses at a park in Alamo, Sonora. Dripping with sweat on this humid October afternoon, they carefully plant small agave seedlings one by one along the park's main trail. It's part of an ambitious project to plant 1 million agaves in the U.S. and Mexico in the next 10 years.
Esta planta es muy característica del estado.
David Gastelum is a leader of the Hermosillo-based Colectivo Sonora Silvestre. He says the spine-tipped blue-green agave has an important cultural and ecological place in the Arizona-Sonora borderlands. Sonora's agave distillate, Bacanora, depends on the sugary plant, and so do pollinators like the nectar-feeding lesser long-nosed bat that summers in Sonora and southern Arizona.
So this is how that hears on the bat's frequency.
Catherine Bartlett and Robin Kropp from Tucson's Arizona Sonora Desert Museum show me the bat machine during this year's Jaguar Day Festival in Alamos. Kropp says nectar-feeding bats are important Sonoran desert pollinators.
Well, this is the cool story because they are pollinators of our big columnar cacti, right?
Those are saguaros and organ pipe cactus the bats visit during their migration north from central and southern Mexico each summer. On their southbound journey, the bats rely on agave flowers. But the succulents are in short supply.
Bueno, la reducción en las poblaciones silvestres del maguey se deben al saqueo ilegal.
Gastelum says there are many reasons for the agave shortage: habitat loss, climate change, and most importantly, illegal harvesting. Growing demand for agave spirits in the United States and beyond has raised issues of agave sustainability throughout Mexico. But unlike tequila and other mezcals, Bacanora production was prohibited for 77 years until 1992. So clandestine Bacanora makers relied on unregulated wild agave harvesting.
When people are harvesting agaves in the wild, these aren't agaves that have already flowered and the bats have already taken their fill of them. They're plants that they have to get before they flower.
Francesca Claveri is with Arizona's Borderlands Restoration. She says agave hearts or piñas spend years building up sugars that make delicious spirits. Those sugars are released when the agave shoots up its towering stalk, which only flowers once in the plant's lifetime. By then, the agave is no good for Bacanora, and when agave isn't allowed to flower, bats go hungry. But Le Ibarra of Colectivo Sonora Silvestre says while Bacanora production has been a main culprit in agave loss, it's also part of the solution.
They are like a key in the project, the Bacanora producers.
The collective is working with Bacanora producers to allow more agave to flower.
We get the better part of the deal anyway.
Rodrigo Bajorquez is a Bacanora producer in southern Sonora. He says bats are the agave's best pollinators and improve the plant's genetic diversity.
I don't believe that one can exist without the other. And we want to keep the bats around, we need the agave around. And if we want the agave to be around, we most certainly better take care of the bats.
In Alamos, volunteers water each of the newly planted agaves, nearly 400 of them. That's just a drop in the bucket compared to the 1 million agave goal, but Valeria Cañedo of Colectivo Sonora Silvestre says the idea is to rebuild pockets of agave along the bat's migration trail over time.
We'll be like way stations for them. They can stop, they can just eat a little bit, rest, and then they can continue with their travel.
And in the long run, those well-fed bats will be the ones propagating and protecting the agaves. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.